I'm Dr. Lisa Leal, and today we're going to be talking about the better sugar alternatives for you and your health. You know, one of the things that we do here at Meridian is really take care of the entire body from head to toe. And that also means the insides and what we're putting inside our body. One of the things that I find with a lot of patients as they're trying to lose weight or they're just trying to get healthier is that they skip breakfast. And you know what? Breakfast is so important. So today we're going to talk about better sugar alternatives, what we can have for breakfast, and try to get everybody actually eating 3 meals a day. And I will even put in a little tidbit about intermittent fasting, because I find a lot of patients will do intermittent fasting, which to them is doing fasting 12 to 15 hours every day. And when we go back to what is the definition of intermittent, that's not it. So if you do that maybe 2 to 3 times a week, that would be considered intermittent. So just a thought out there. And at the end, if we have time, I will share how I do our intermittent fasting here at Meridian. So first things first, let's talk about sweeteners and all the different types that are out there. That's one of the common questions that we receive. Hey, doc, which one should I be taking with my iced tea? Should it be the pink packet, the blue packet, the green packet? What are they and what do they all mean? So one of the first things I usually share with them is like, yeah, you could take the pink packet. You'll probably forget that you were taking the pink packet because it causes dementia and Alzheimer's, studies show. The blue packet, it causes bladder cancer. So, you know, if you take the pink packet, you won't remember about the bladder cancer, and neither of those are really a choice, are they? So what is out there? So here's the good news about the pink packet. The pink packet, which is sweet and low, which is started out, is that it actually has a zero glycemic index. So when we look at other things like a lot of these new stevias and stevias that are out there, stevia is phenomenal all by itself. If it's a pure stevia leaf, and I actually like the one that starts with the R, which I'll try and pronounce a little bit later, is that it's not as bitter. But stevia all by itself can be a little bit bitter, but it has a zero glycemic index. So it's actually very safe and very good for you. Another safe one is monk fruit. I like it. To me, it tastes very syrupy. To me, it tastes more like honey than anything, but it's not going to cause your sugar to spike. And that's what we want to prevent, because when we spike our sugar, our insulin goes up, and then we have this all crazy thing that goes into our liver that's trying to balance our metabolism. And you know what? What ends up happening is that we end up storing all the sugar, goes into fat, and you know what? You don't feel good, you feel tired, and you probably want to take a nap. So if you're just wanting to enjoy a beverage and you're trying to make that beverage a little bit sweeter, consider the monk fruit or consider adding just regular stevia. Again, that's stevia. A lot of these stevias, you have to watch and look at that back of that box, because if it says any of these things, maltodextrose, steviol, dextrin, sucralose, maltodextrin, I mean, those are all big words, and all of those are going to have a high glycemic index. And when you say, well, hey, doc, what's a high glycemic index? Well, if you're taking something that says zero calorie and it has a glycemic index of 150, well, we might as well be having real sugar. You might as well be drinking two of your favorite soda pops, which I know none of you are doing because it's not good for you, right? So I would love to know in the comments below, what is some of your favorite things to do to give it a little bit of a pizzazz in your iced tea, whatever you enjoy having. You know, for when I drink water, I like to add a little lemon, sometimes even maybe a little bit of orange in there. Remember that citrus is a sugar in itself, so it's a nice natural, just gives it a little bit different flavor to everything. So something to think about. So let's talk about aspartame, sucralose, dextrin, stevia, sorbitol, steviol, xylitol. Oh, let me think of two more. Maltodextrin, sucralose. Okay, I think we've named them all. And you know what? It's really hard to pronounce. And if they're hard to pronounce, I kind of say, you know what? Probably don't want that going into my body. Who made it? How did they make it? And is it good for me? Well, you know what? Everything that I just named there, except for the very first one, which is aspartame, is going to increase your glycemic index. So those would be a big fat no. Don't take them. They're not good for you. They're not good for your insides. So they're not going to help make you healthy. To have an anti-inflammatory nutritional plan to decrease your blood sugars, the best things are going to be monk fruit and stevia, all plain. Kind of boring, I know, but they're actually very good for you. So what are some other things that we could do? You know, a lot of people will talk about erythritol. Erythritol is the alcohol sugar that is out there. It's in a lot of things that'll say, you know, no sugar added. Erythritol, it's safe. And you know what? What's interesting is that erythritol actually has a zero glycemic index. So it is zero sugar and it is zero calorie. So that is one thing that can be, could be good for you. However, if you're suffering from irritable bowel syndrome or some tummy issues, it is going to cause some bloating. So if that's not an option, then clear and stay away from the erythritol. Some of the things that I enjoy is I love coconut on just about anything. It's a nice natural fruit. And one of the things that, you know, I don't drink regular whole milk. So I always encourage people, well, what can I have? People will have oat milk. They'll have lactaid, soy milk. There is also almond milk and coconut milk, which are actually my favorites. I like to make those in a chia pudding. So I just take, you know, a couple of tablespoons of chia seeds, put them in a mason jar, add a little bit, half jar of the milk, and you'll just see that explode, and then add some, oh my goodness, some fruit in the morning with that, and some, maybe some nuts. I like walnuts. Those are my very favorite. You know, nuts can actually have high, and yeah, this is sad news, guys. It can actually have high cholesterol, so not all nuts are good for you. Some of the lowest ones in cholesterol are going to be cashews, so it's just a thought. If you're liking nuts, you know, the ones that are going to be higher are my favorites, which are actually walnuts and pecans. So those are very few and far between, but we do enjoy those. Macadamia nuts are another good one, too. Healthier strategy overall in focusing on sweetener, try protein. If you can add a little protein powder that doesn't have any sugars added, that's going to be great. A lot of people will just use a little flaxseed. So if you're making oatmeal in the morning, you could add a little flaxseed, add a little plain stevia, maybe a little monk fruit, little walnuts, some strawberries and blueberries, and you have a wonderful breakfast that to get started of your day. Or you can pre-make your chia pudding and go out the door ready to go. So just a few things to go for. So when talking about that, we've been talking about this for a good 10 minutes, it would be very interesting to know some of the things that you have heard about the different sugars. Had you heard about that it could cause dementia? Have you heard that it could cause the different types and forms of cancer? Did you know that it can actually, if you're a diabetic, you need to steer away from those? If you could share what you have learned about those, I would love, because that's where I want to also concentrate with my patient base to be able to share and educate, to know more about how we can take care of ourselves and be a healthier you. So look forward to your comments below. Please subscribe, and we look forward to your recommendations. And please know I will respond. Have a super blessed day. And until the next time, it's the Meridian Minute with Dr. Lisa Leal.